He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series, The Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, every single day, thousands of people, if not more, leave this world. The majority of people, when they pass away, they are forgotten almost immediately. Nobody remembers who they are. They don't remember what they used to do or how they used to behave or any of their characteristics. And if they are remembered, maybe a month or 2 months, a year or 2 years, 10 years, pushing it 30 or 40 years, or maybe a couple of generations, maybe 100 years. But past that, nobody remembers an individual. 100 years after an individual passes away, the majority of people are forgotten. Nobody remembers them. Nobody remembers who they were, what they did, or any of their characteristics. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are some people, there are some individuals, who not are they only remembered 100 years later, centuries later, they are still remembered. People still know who they are. People still know everything about them. And people still study them and learn about them and want to become like them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one such personality is Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And it is mentioned that he was born in either 61 Hijri or 63. So from that you can see that it's been nearly approximately 1400 years, give or take, since this individual was on the face of this earth. But still we see Muslims around the world study the life of this blessed individual. Muslims around the world look up to this individual. Muslims around the world still take this individual as a role model and a shining star, a shining example of who they want to follow and become like. Why? Because of the legacy that he left behind. Because of what he achieved in his blessed life. Because of his devotion to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because of his devotion to Allah Almighty. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he is a shining example for me and you. If we were to study him and follow him, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will become successful. Now, just to understand or give you a glimpse of the rank of this individual, let's listen to one saying regarding him of Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, the leader of millions of Hanbalis, the founder of Hanbali school of thought. What does he say regarding Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh? He says, when you see that a person has devotion to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and he arranges the mention of his attributes and he spreads them, it will only result in goodness for him. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, acting upon this, to attain goodness, to attain success, we will be talking about the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh throughout this series. We will be looking at his blessed life through various angles and lenses. We will look at his life from different perspectives. And we will look at his life with this intention that we will try to copy him, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. We will try to see what made him such a successful person that 1400 years later, people are still remembering him and talking about the legacy that he left behind. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the blessed appearance of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and to see if there are any lessons for me and you in the blessed appearance of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Now it's mentioned, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he had a white complexion with a thin face. Once in his childhood, he fell off a donkey and hurt his forehead, leaving a mark on it. It is for this reason, i.e. the mark on his forehead, that he was given the title, he was known as Ashajju Banu Umayyah. Now, this mark on his forehead, a story behind it, a happy occasion for his family, And why was he given this title, Ashajju Bani Umayya? Because of the mark on his forehead. We'll discuss that incident later on in today's episode. But my dear viewers of Madani channel, I want us to focus on one aspect of the blessed appearance of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi first. Now, the majority of things of a person's appearance, we can't copy, they're just given. Like the color of a person's eyes, you can't really copy that. You either have whatever color of eyes you're born with, you have that. You can't really change that. Your skin complexion, you can't change that. Your height is given to you by Allah Almighty. You can't change that. But there's something in His blessed description that we can follow, that we should follow, and we need to follow. And that is His beard. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had a beautiful beard. Now, why did he have a beard? Because it is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the beloved of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz loved the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like we say, we love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he too loved the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of his signs for the love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was his complete and full beard. My dear Islamic brothers, we too should follow this way, this characteristics of growing the beard, the full fist beard. Why? Because it is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's mentioned, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "O the devotees of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just listen to this narration. All of us who claim to love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let's listen to this narration. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, trim your mustaches very short and let your beards grow. Trim your mustaches very short and let your beards grow." Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving us a clear command. Let your beards grow. Dear viewers of Madani channel, just ponder, just reflect. We say we love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What's our evidence for this? If somebody was to question us, you say you love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what's your evidence for this? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just imagine somebody comes and asks you this. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has commanded you to grow a beard. He himself sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a full beard. But you loving him, you say you love him, but we don't grow a beard. We shave our beard, we trim our beard, we make all sorts of designs in our beard. We do everything apart from doing that which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded us to do, which was grow the beard. Dear viewers of Madani channel, ponder, is this a sign of love? If the person you are claiming to love tells you to do something, but you don't do it, are we sincere in our love? My dear viewers of Madani channel, it's a point to reflect on for every individual about themselves. We don't need to think about anybody else, just ourselves. We say we love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a full beard. He has commanded us to keep a beard, but we shave it. Just reflect. Are we sincere in our claim for loving him sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Is our love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam just restricted to words? Or do our actions back this claim as well? Remember, any claim needs some sort of evidence. If there's no evidence for our claim, is our claim real or is it fake? Reflect. Let's all of us reflect on that point. Remember, shaving the beard or shortening it less than a fist length are both haram acts. In the Hanafi school, shaving the beard or lessening it then a fistful length is haram. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From today, let's make this intention. We will grow the beard, or we won't shave it or trim it less than a full fist. We won't make designs of our beards. We will follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, reflect. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had a full beard. He had a beautiful beard. Following the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Maybe it was his devotion to the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam which allowed him the success to leave behind such a legacy that approximately 1400 years later, people around the world still look up to him. We still study and learn about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi We look at all the success that he had. Maybe it was his devotion to the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To have the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on his appearance. Maybe that was what gave him success. Now just think from a different angle. The majority of actions, they can't be seen by people. If somebody was to see you walking down the street, can an individual tell that you are Muslim? One of the signs is the beard. The majority of other signs, they can't tell just by looking at you. You might need to tell them. You might need to do some sort of action. One of the signs, just if somebody was to look at you walking down the road, is the beard. It is such a sign that it will go with you in the grave as well. All the other signs that you have, the actions will stop. The other signs won't go with you into the grave. You will go into the grave with 3 pieces of cloth or 5 for female. But the beard will still go with you if you have one. And remember, what face will we show to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's commanded us to grow a beard, who has a beard himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How are we going to show a face to him without a beard? How are we going to tell him that we love you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, without a beard on our face? Does it feel right in our hearts that we claim to love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that sallallahu alayhi wasallam who had a beard, who's commanded us to have a beard, but we don't have one? May Allah Almighty allow us to grow our beard. May Allah Almighty allow us to stop shaving our beards, stop trimming our beards less than a full fist. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's all make this firm intention. We will follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding the beard. Now, going back to the mark on the forehead of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, what was the story behind this? It's mentioned the second caliph of Islam. It's mentioned Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a dream. And upon waking up, he said, "A person among my children who will have the mark of a wound on his face will fill the entire earth with justice." So the sign of that individual who will fill the entire earth with justice from the offspring of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu will have a mark of a wound on his face. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say, "If only I could know the one who will have a mark on his face among the children of my father, and that who will be the one who will fill the earth with justice." Time kept passing, days went by, weeks went by, months went by, years went by, but they didn't see that sign on anybody. The entire blessed family of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were desperate to see the interpretation of the dream of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nobody with that mark was there. Then one day, subhanallah, the great Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was born. But he didn't have that mark from birth. So this was the background to the mark on the forehead of an individual from the offspring of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That individual is prophesied, that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw in a dream that individual will fill the entire earth with justice. Now, let's listen to who got this mark. We know Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi got the mark, but how did he get the mark? What's the story? It's mentioned Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he spent some time with his father in Egypt. One day while riding a donkey, he fell off and received a wound on his forehead. Asbagh bin Abdul Aziz, the younger stepbrother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he saw this happen. He saw Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi bleeding, and he started jumping for joy. He started expressing happiness. He rejoiced. Just reflect if this was to happen. His brother has fallen off the donkey and is bleeding from the forehead. Imagine this was to happen to one of us and our brothers. This individual, we would be worried that, is he okay? He started jumping for joy. And then, subhanallah, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the father of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he got displeased with this. That why are you expressing so much happiness that your stepbrother is bleeding? Subhanallah, subhanallah, listen to the answer of Asbagh. He humbly explained, "The reason I am delighted is not that he is in any trouble or difficulty or pain. I did not laugh at him because he fell off and he started bleeding. Rather, I had observed all the signs of Ashajju Bani Umayya in him, except the mark of the wound on the forehead." So all the signs which were described regarding that individual who will fill the entire earth with justice according to the dream of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Asbagh says, I saw all of these signs in Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, except for one. The ones that he would have the sign, he will have the wound on his forehead. And now when he fell off this donkey and had that cut, even this sign was in him. That's why I rejoice that we have finally found who that dream was about. That dream was about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So when he fell off the ride and received the wound, this is the reason that he became happy. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he listened to this whole story. He remained quiet for a while. Then he said, the person who is supposed to fill the great expectations, i.e. fill the entire world with justice, he should be in Medina for seeking good knowledge and training. It was for this reason Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was sent back to Madinatul Munawwara to seek Islamic knowledge. Now my dear viewers of Madni channel, from this incident, there's a few points we learn and I want us to all reflect on. Number one, we shouldn't be happy at the pain of others. When Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he fell off from the donkey and he had a wound on his forehead, he would have been in pain. But we learn that this is not the way of our pious predecessors to make fun of somebody, to express happiness at the pain of others. Rather, they feel sadness. Because when Sayyidina Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he saw Asbagh happy at the apparent pain of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he became displeased. This is a lesson for me and you, my dear viewers of Madani channel, that when we see somebody is in pain, we should join in their pain. We should express happiness at their pain. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, let's reflect. In the society we live in, individuals, they gain happiness, they get some sort of gratification, we see, from the pain or suffering or failure of others. If they see that somebody is failing in something, or has failed something, they might not say something, but inside there, he failed. We told him he can't do it. He knew he can't do it. Why did he try? He got too big for his boots, he's failed, and they'll get happy. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is not what we learned from this incident. We learn that you should become happy at the success of others and the glad tidings that they receive. Just reflect. Just think, Asbagh didn't gain anything when Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi fell and got that wound on his head. The glad tidings were for Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he is that individual who that prophecy who was about, that he will fill the entire earth with justice. But look, he became happy for him that my brother, he has the glad tidings of being that individual who will be so successful in this world that he will fill the entire earth with justice. That he is that individual that the family of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were looking for, they were waiting for, they were trying to find this individual. That who is he? We want to know who Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the dream about. Who is that individual? Asbagh became happy at the success, at the glad tidings given to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Learning from this, my dear viewers, when we see somebody is successful, we see somebody gain some sort of success in this world, we see somebody has achieved something, maybe they've done well in an exam, maybe they've got a promotion at work, maybe they've got a new job, maybe their business is doing well, maybe they've done something else which they were striving for and they are happy they have got it now. We too should be happy for that individual. We should express happiness for our brother and sister as well. Why? Because their happiness should be our happiness as well. This is the way of our pious predecessors. We are happy with the success of other people. We are sad with their failure. We want them to succeed. And when that happens, we will become successful ourselves. Allah Almighty will place blessings in our lives. If you are happy with the success of others, others will be happy with your success. And because there will be that increase of love and that increase of blessings will amount to more success. Dear viewers of Madani channel, one final point from this incident. What did the blessed father of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi do? When he learned that all the signs of that great individual who will fill the entire earth with justice are found in his son, what did he do? He said, my son should be sent back to Madinatul Munawwara to seek Islamic knowledge, because that individual who will achieve something like this, he needs to have Islamic knowledge. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we learn that success in this world and success in the hereafter is dependent upon seeking Islamic knowledge. If you want success in this world, but you don't want to seek Islamic knowledge, know that it is more or less impossible to gain true success. True success lies in seeking Islamic knowledge. True success comes with knowledge. Knowledge is light, and that light will manifest into success. It will guide me and you. If an individual has knowledge, it will guide him in every matter of life. Remember, our religion is a complete religion. It guides us from every moment. It guides us from before a person is born, i.e. the rights of a spouse. Now, who to look for in a spouse? Why are we looking for pious people as a spouse? Because it's one of the rights of a child that he has pious parents. Look, that child is not even born, but our religion gives him rights. Islam gives him rights even before he's born. Then throughout his life, we have the rights of people. That person has rights. Then when that person passes away, is a communal obligation upon the people to pray his funeral prayer, to shroud him, to wash him, to bury him. Even after he's buried, in our religion, in Islam, people do ithal thawab. We send reward to that person. That person has a right that rewards are sent to him, that he is remembered after death as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, like this, and through other examples as well, our religion, the religion of Islam, it is a complete religion. It guides from before an individual is born to after an individual passes away. If a religion guides so much, we need Islamic knowledge to guide us through all of this. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, the takeaway from today's episode: if we want true success, seek Islamic knowledge. True success in this world and true success in the hereafter is only through Islamic knowledge. Through Islamic knowledge, we will learn what is right and what is wrong. Through Islamic knowledge, we will develop this passion to follow the commands of Allah Almighty, stay away from those things which He has commanded us to stay away from. We will develop this passion to be obedient to the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to follow his blessed sunnah, like growing the blessed beard. May Allah Almighty allow us to become people who love Islamic knowledge, study Islamic knowledge, act upon Islamic knowledge, and pass Islamic knowledge onto others as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to embody the blessed appearance of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow his blessed sunnah by growing the blessed beard. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.